This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This Major League Baseball Winter Meetings Report, brought to you by Goodwill. Give local, give hope, give Goodwill.
And we go to Dallas, and we're joined by KMOX's Matt Pauley. Good morning, Matt. How are things?
Good morning, Tom. Things are well. Started to pick up yesterday, obviously, with the Juan Soto deal. The hotel lobby was already buzzing all day yesterday, so the winter meetings are indeed here.
I bet they were. 15 years, $765 million. I was just asked on our sister station, KFDK, by Mark Cox, at what point do we draw the line here? I said, I don't know. There may be a billion-dollar deal down the road at some point.
Look, he has an opt-out after the fifth year, and it's not out of the realm of possibility that he opts out because he thinks there's an opportunity to make more money with another new deal. So this is just going to go up and up. You know, if he were to run through the entire – the annual average value is $51 million, which seems insane, but 15 years from now, that might not seem as crazy as it seems right now.
Where do you think the Cardinals fall in all of this? Obviously, they're not signing free agents, but now that the first deal has been made and the market starts to take shape, what does that mean for the Cardinals?
Yeah, I think this actually does have an impact on the Cardinals. I've always thought, and now I'm coming off of this, I always thought that the most likely landing spot for Nolan Arenado was with the New York Yankees, and that was under the assumption that the Yankees were going to get Soto. I was a little bit surprised he went with the Mets and not the Yankees. So once that happens, I think the Yankees try to make a bigger swing at third base, and they're going to put all their chips when it comes to Alex Bregman. So that's going to impact what happens with Nolan Arenado. So that's the first direct domino that I think impacts the Cardinals, and then I would bet some other things end up happening as well. You know, when Willie Adames signed the other day with San Francisco, that has an impact as well. So everything that goes on, you can find a way to interconnect it with something else.
Who else is in on Arenado? The Red Sox?
That's what they say. I don't know if he accepts that trade to the Red Sox. If the Astros lose Bregman, I think Houston all of a sudden becomes very there's a scenario where the corner infielders in Houston could be Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt, which would be wild. And then look, I think there's going to be some other teams that end up getting involved as this thing moves forward. We got to see what happens with Alec Bohm. We got to figure out whether or not the Red Sox for sure are going to move Rafael Devers off of third. There are so many moving pieces in this thing, Tom.
No, you're right. Goldschmidt's going to go to Houston and hit 40 home runs. Watch. I know that's going to happen. But the Cardinals are trying to create pathways for young players to succeed. And I find it interesting that the narrative coming out of the Cardinals camp, and John Mozeliak reiterated this yesterday on KMOX, that they think they can win. And I don't know how far they think they can go, but they do think that they can be competitive, don't they?
Yeah, I listened to your interview with him yesterday because I was really interested to see what he said, especially coming off those comments that he had made to Katie Wu late last week. And to me, and maybe we just evaluated wrong what was being said at that first press conference. And if that's the case, that's a bad job by us. But to me, it really feels like the narrative has changed from reset, focus on youth, yada, 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 to, hey, you know what, we're going to do all that stuff, but that doesn't mean that we can't compete. Tom, I thought the attitude started to change right around the time that they got the new TV deal done with FanDuel, and at that same time, sports gambling became legal in Missouri. It felt like once those two things happened, then what they were saying started to shift a little bit. Maybe those two are correlated, maybe they're not, but that seemed to be around the time that we started to hear a little bit of a different message.
I agree, and I think, you know, they want to sell some tickets and be exciting, and they could very well be. And one of the last things that Mozeliak said to me yesterday was, he said, I like our rotation and I like our bullpen, which made me think, huh, so maybe they are trading Ryan Helsley. And that has also been the word kind of coming out of that camp, both directly and through various sources and reports, that Helsley might not be dealt.
Yeah, that's the word. So either it's posturing because they want to get the best possible move, or they're just going to wait on some other things to happen, because there's a lot of closers out there on the market right now. That's the other side of this. But look, this is an organization that doesn't really posture that much. Think about the Tyler O'Neill thing. They're like, yeah, we're going to trade him. Like, they don't always hold things close to the vest. Sometimes they do, but it's an organization that I tend, when they say things very overtly, I tend to believe what they're saying.
So what's the plan today? We convene at noon, Gas House Gang, Bernie Miklas, Kevin Wheeler, Matt Pauly, live from the winter meetings in Dallas. We'll be on the KMOX Sports social media channels. What sort of topics would you like to tackle today?
Yeah, I think we get into the Soto stuff and how that certainly impacts the Cardinals. And just the idea that the Cardinals expect to be a competitive team, I think digging into that a little bit more and what that means really is something that fans are interested in.
We're going to have a good time with it. Again, this is on the KMOX Sports YouTube page, on X, on Facebook, and always replayed on KMOX and in various podcast forums as well. It's Matt Pauly. He is live from the winter meetings in Dallas. We'll be visiting with him all week. And Mike Claiborne and Ricky Horton are there as well. So we got a great team. Countdown to opening day is going to run on Thursday. We're going to have a great time. Appreciate it, Matt.
You bet.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.